Here we are again. Time to talk. We're talking about domestic violence, and it certainly comes in all shapes and sizes. Dari Dearness Olson joins us now, and very excited to talk to her because she is the New Jersey State Action Leader for the Love Is Not Abuse Coalition. And what does all of that mean? The really, really cool thing is some of the things that have happened, like the New Jersey Safe Dating Law that was passed this past May. Dari, thanks for coming on America Tonight and for what you're doing there in New York at Liz Claiborne headquarters with Time to Talk.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, let's talk about the, first of all, I want to talk about the New Jersey Safe Dating Law. For people who aren't aware of that listening across the country, and we have people listening in New Jersey and in the Northeast, but in the Midwest and out West and whatnot, what is the Safe Dating Law? What does that mean?
Well, the New Jersey Safe Dating Law, A2920, requires all public middle schools and high schools, grades 7 through 12, to add safe dating to their annual health curriculum. Love Is Not Abuse provides a wonderful free curriculum for the schools to adopt. And Love Is Not Abuse also, along with the CDC, provides an online staff training that is also free. So it's such a win-win.
Yeah, and this is something, I mean, you understand domestic violence issues with your involvement, and you've spent a decade in counseling and specializing in treating and the abuse and sadly, the date rape victims. You've dealt with them, not sadly because you've helped them, but sadly that we have to deal with that. So this had to be your baby. How excited were you when you proposed it and it passed?
Well, I was extremely excited. You know, I was on the floor of the Senate when it passed unanimously, and then a few weeks later, the governor signed it into law. And like you said, it was my baby for sure, because for the last, now it's been 12 years, I own a counseling center in New Jersey, and we specialize in date rape and dating abuse. So education is the key to prevention, and this law is literally going to save lives.
Yeah. So let's talk about some things that parents listening can look for. What are the signs of dating abuse that they might see or notice in their daughter?
Okay. Well, the first thing I recommend to parents is that they need to snoop. I'm a firm believer in snooping. As a parent, it's okay. Forget about all the privacy issues. If they're dating, you need to, you know, every once in a while, check their text messages, read their emails, you know, be a friend with them on Facebook, and make sure that they're having a healthy relationship. Some of the red flags would be, are they fighting all the time with their girlfriend or boyfriend? Because there are boys who are being abused by girls, for sure. Are they fighting all the time, crying all the time, upset, chained almost to their cell phones? They need to respond right away to a text. If you try to take their cell phone away, they get upset. They start isolating themselves. You know, they don't want to spend time with their family or their friends, and they want to spend all their time with the girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah. What if somebody snoops, as you say, and they find these things out and they're starting to recognize these signs, what should they do? It seems like simple that they could sit them down and talk to their child, but as a parent, you know that that's easier said than done, and often it might not have the desired, you know, results that you want. What should they do?
Well, a lot of times, you know, I'm a parent too. Your kids don't necessarily want to hear it from you. Uh-huh. But the first step would be confronting them and saying, you know, I read this text or I read this email or I overheard your conversation. And, you know, you're not in a healthy relationship. You know, in a healthy relationship, someone is nice to you all the time, not just some of the time. Every case is different, obviously, but if it's a pretty severe, dangerous situation, you would want to get them into counseling immediately. But the most important thing is to educate them. Here, you know, loveisnotabuse.com is a great free resource, you know, to have them log on and just learn it themselves. It's not the parent telling them, like, this is the information and it's fact.
Yeah. And seeing what you've seen, like with date rape, what often is the common thread with the victims? Is it that they had no idea, they were blindsided, or what did you find with date rape?
Well, I've written 3 books on safe dating. My most recent book is Safe Dating for College Women. And that's it. And the reason I wrote it is because 25% of college women are date raped throughout their college experience, which is unfortunately a sad but true statistic. In that case, and even in high school, it happens. We get them in the counseling center. They're drugged and raped. And once you're drugged, you know, with roofied or whatever drug, there's many different kinds of drugs, you're really helpless, you know. So in all 3 of my books, I really urge girls to go out with at least one other girl, you know, go together, stay together, leave together, you know, don't go in an isolated place in a bedroom or off in someone's car alone with a boy, because, you know, it's dangerous. The risks are out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And as you said, you're an author and you're nationally known, too, as America's Safe Dating Coach. And you're the founder of what you just told us, safedatingcoach.com. That's a place certainly where people listening can go and get some of those tips you're talking about. That's staggering. You said 25% of college women?
25%.
Wow.
And that's a CDC statistic. So, and I travel across the country speaking at colleges and high schools and parent groups because really, you know, when they know, like kids just, especially girls, you know, they just have no idea. And once they know better, they can protect themselves.
Yeah. And is it, and the key thing is, do you tell them with, and obviously I'm sure you do, as you just mentioned there, to have somebody with you. Do you, is there a trust factor somehow? Some of these young girls trust immediately the guy looks good, he sounds good, and so certainly that's not going to happen.
Right. And, you know, I'm famous for the saying, boys are horny. You know, horny boys turn into horny guys. And I think girls and women need to know, you know, that guys are typically out for one thing and one thing only. And, you know, sometimes girls have this big dreamy, you know, oh, he loves me and it's so romantic. When meanwhile, you know, what the boy is thinking is totally different.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously passing the legislation was huge for you. You've been fighting this war for a long time. Do you think that there's a difference being made, and it's all about the conversation? You obviously go out and speak, and you talk to all kinds of people, and you've done books. Do you feel like, I'll say collectively, we're getting through?
Absolutely. I do, for sure. I mean, the New Jersey Safe Dating Law is the first step. I plan on helping other states pass the same law. I know a lot of states are having trouble. And when, you know, I live and breathe safe dating, dating abuse, date rape treatment, you know, every day. I'm like a walking statistic, but I think it's the first step. And we are making a huge change because when kids are educated, you know, kids come into the counseling center often and, you know, I'll give them a checklist if they think they're in an abusive dating situation. And it'll say, do you fight all the time? Do you, you know, the things that we've talked about, are they mean to you? And suddenly they're checking off all these things, and they hadn't even realized it before that they were in an unhealthy relationship. So I think, you know, Love is Not Abuse Today, It's Time to Talk Day, is just creating awareness. Most parents have no idea. They just think, well, kids date. That's what they do.
Right, because so the other thing would be that the parents have to get involved with what's happening to their with their children, who they're around, I guess, the groups and what they're doing, right?
Right. I mean, parents have got to keep a pulse on what their kids are doing, and that's why I'm all for snooping. You know, parents will come in, oh, I feel so bad. You know, my daughter wants her privacy. Well, you know what? If they have nothing to hide, then they won't care. And really, as a parent, you have a very short window. You know, once they go off to college, it's out of your control. So when they're living in your house and you have access, you know, you should find out and know what they're doing and who they're doing it with and make sure they're being treated. You know, I believe all girls and women should be treated like gold.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. And you talk about Love is Not Abuse, the Love is Not Abuse Coalition. And I mentioned this, Christy Paul and I had this conversation that so many of us have this idea of physical violence for domestic abuse, but it's not just physical, and you're emphasizing that. A lot of it is how you're treated in the words, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, when kids, when I get up and do an assembly or speak at a college, I'll say, dating abuse is when someone is mean to you. you know, verbally, emotionally. It's not just physically. You know, I think physical abuse has such a stigma around it, and everybody is, you know, very willing to say, well, he's never hit me before. But that doesn't mean it's not abusive.
Yeah. One last thing. So there you are. You're in the mix with Time to Talk. It's a great thing that Liz Claiborne has done, and they continue to do, partner with other people, obviously, in talking about domestic violence. And you mentioned that with this New Jersey safe dating law that you're trying to help other states. What's the goal, to get every state to pass a state law like this one?
Yes. You know, I'm an eternal optimist, and that is my goal. You know, I did it in New Jersey in less than a year, and I plan on helping everyone else pass it, because it really is a win-win. It's free. I mean, how often do governments pass laws that are free? And yeah, you know, sky's the limit, so I'm going to go for it.
Yeah. Is it, have you been met with some resistance with that?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not
good.
At all. Because once you learn how to do it in one state, same procedures in, it doesn't matter what other state it is. So it's just a matter of getting to know what works. And I think in New Jersey, I was the thing that wouldn't go away. So they just wanted to pass it, you know, and move on.
I love that. All right, America's Safe Dating Coach. What a perfect way to end this. Terry Dearness Olson, you keep doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.